中世纪哲学与神的主权第十一讲 Medieval Philosophy and the Sovereignty of God Session 11我们继续看 Thomas Aquinas 阿奎那我们上两讲已经讲过他怎么看信心与理性 Faith and Reason 第二我们上一讲呢看到他用了五个方法来证明神的存在我附带一句话不论是康德就是1790之后著作的写书的康德或者是范泰尔 Van Til 都不认为这些的论证是可信的现在我们来到阿奎那的第三部分 The Nature of God 神的本质 After proving that God exists Aquinas discusses the natureOf the God he has proved. 那奎那现在已经证明了神存在，现在他讨论他所证明的神是怎么样的神，神的本质。Of course, we already know some things about him. 当然，我们对他已经有所认识的。He is the unmoved mover. 他是那位不动的动者。The first cause. 他是第一因，第一个成因。A necessary being who has his necessity of himself. 他是必然的存有者，他是必须必然存在的，他的必然性是在他里面的。The maximum of all good qualities. 他是所有好的、良善的、的素质的至高者，他是至善。And the one who designs the processes of the world.他也是设计所有世界上所有的过程的那位设计师 Proofs 1, 2, 3 and 5 teach us God's nature by what the medievals call the way of causality 第一、第二、第三和第五个论证呢是透过那个成因论这个是中世纪人们的用成因用因果来证明神的存在用这个方法来教导我们神是怎么一个神的 Proof 4 like Anselm's proslogium incorporates the way of eminence 那么第四条路第四个论证呢就用了一个延伸法就是好像安瑟伦的证据那本书In which we describe God to be the maximum of what seem to us to be perfections. 我们呢，说上帝就是我们认为是完美的素质的至高者。But there is also a third way in which the medievals attempt to gain knowledge of God. 那么中世纪的人试图去认识神，还有第三条路的。This is the way of negation.Or the way of remotion, 就是否定法。The way of negation is the opposite of the way of eminence. 否定法是跟延伸法的相反 in that it deals with imperfection rather than perfection. 因为否定法是处理缺陷而处理不完全。The way of eminence ascribes perfections to God.延伸法呢是把完美归给上帝说上帝是完美的 The way of remotion denies imperfections 那么 否定法呢就不承认上帝有任何的缺陷 The way of remotion recalls the Gnostic Neoplatonic principle that we don't know what God is only what he is not 这种的否定法呢就让我们想起诺斯底主义跟新柏拉图主义的原则我们不知道上帝是怎么样的我们只知道他不是什么 Way of negation 否定法 Aquinas will recall denies at least that we can know God's essence 那我们记得 Aquinas 至少不承认我们可以认识神的本质的五十六号的注脚 Footnote 56 It is not clear to me what it means to deny knowledge of God's essence. 那么我不知道，不承认神的，或者不认识神的本质是什么意思。 Essence might mean definition, 本质的意思可能是定义的意思。 In which case, the denial is plausible. 假如是这样子的话，否认我们认识本质是可信的。 Who of us would be bold enough to define God? 我们谁 是大胆到为上帝定一些定义呢？But if essence is what something really and truly is, what distinguishes it from other things? 假如本质不是这个意思，不是定义的意思，本质就是一个东西真正是什么，真实是什么，是什么东西让它与别的东西不同？假如本质是这个意思的话， then I think any of the defining attributes of God revealed in Scripture can be called his essence. 那么我认为呢，所有圣经里面有启示的关于上帝一些的定义性 的属性呢，都可以被称为是他的本质的。 And those are knowable, not unknowable. 呢，这些的属性呢是可以知道的，不是不可知的。 What I seek to avoid is the Gnostic Neoplatonic principle in which what God really is a kind of impenetrable darkness of which we can have no knowledge. 我想要避免一种诺斯底主义或者新帕特主义，就是说上帝真正是什么，是一个无底的黑暗之坑，我们不可能知道上帝真正是什么的。我愿意避免这种的新帕特主义的概念。 That represents the non-biblical concept of transcendenceThat I criticized in chapter 1. 这个是一种不符合圣经的神的超越性，我在本书第一章已经批评过。 And it leads to an irrationalism that invalidates all statements about God and leads to mysticism. 它会导致一种非理性主义，把所有关于上帝的所能够讲的话都把它认为是不合理的，最后是导致神秘主义。 For more discussion of this matter, see DKG 3033，我们可以看我自己的《神学知识论》这本书，英文原著30-33页。I do think that Aquinas errs in this direction, though he doesn't carry out this error consistently. 我相信 Aquinas 犯了这个错误，但是他并没有走得很远就是了。Critique 弗兰姆对这些的批判。But if the Neoplatonist principle means that we cannot make positive predications concerning God,
假如新柏拉图主义的概念或者这个原则就是说，我们关于上帝呢不能够讲任何正面的谓语，
the Neoplatonist were not consistent with it, nor is Aquinas.
那么新柏拉图主义者并不一致的吧？阿奎那也是不是一致的。
At any rate,After Aquinas has proved to his satisfaction the existence of God in 1.2 of his Summa Theologica, he moves on in 1.3 to determine what we can know of God through those proofs and through the principles of remotion and immanence.
总之呢，当 Aquinas 在他的神学大全 1.2 已经证明了神的存在，他认为这个是满意的。他在 1.3 呢就告诉我们，透过这些的论证，我们可以知道什么，我们对上帝可以知道一些什么，就是透过否定法跟延伸法。
Question 3 of part 1 of the Summa deals with the simplicity of God.
譬如说阿奎那讨论到上帝的简单性或者简易性。
Under simplicity, 关于神的简单或者简易。 Aquinas denies that God is the body, for physical things are not simple, they can be cut into parts.
关于神的简单或者简易性呢， Aquinas 不相信上帝是有身体的，因为有物质的事物呢，他们是可以被砍成不同部分，所以他们不是简单的。 Then he discusses specific ways in which God is not composed of parts. 下面呢,他就继续讨论上帝是在怎么意义上呢, 并不是由不同部分所组成的, composed. He's not composed of matter and form. 上帝并不是物质跟形式所组成的。 For since he is incorporeal, there is no matter in him. 因为他没有身体, 所以他里面没有物质的。 Further, he is not to be distinguished from his essence or nature. 还有, 上帝和他的本质, 他的本性, 之间是不可以区分的。 Rather, he is his essence. 反之, 上帝就是他的本质。 注脚, 57. The argument essentially is that in human beings, their essence, humanity, is distinguished from the characteristics of individual human beings, legs, brains, etc. 弗兰姆这样分析，他说这个论证呢，主要是要在讲，在人类的本质，就是他的人性，是与个别的人的特点，比如说大腿啊。 大脑啊等等是必须要区分的。人性和我们的肢体是要分开的。These characteristics differ from one another by variations in the matter. 每个人的肢体都不一样。But God has no matter. 但上帝是没有物质的。So the term God does not designate a general species in which the individuals differ from one another by their matter. 所以神这个字呢，并不是在形容一个的类型，那不同的个别的神呢，他们的物质或者是肢体不一样，不是这样子的。It is rather God's essence itself that distinguishes him from other beings. 什么是与神，把神与其他的事物不一样，就是神自己嘛，神的本质本身。So he is his own essence, his own deity. 所以神就是神的本质，神就是神的神性。In Article 4, Aquinas argues that God's essence and being, or existence, are not divided either. 到了第四段呢, Aquinas 这样说，他说神的本质 essence 和他的 being existence 他的存在。 他的存有也是不可以分隔的。For any such division would make God dependent on something other than himself. 因为假如你把神的本质跟神的存在分开的话，那么神就依靠外在的什么物而存在了。Footnote 58, 注脚58, essay, 存在 is existence 这个字, 拉丁文是 ESSE, is the way in which the being realizes his or its essence in his or its concrete existence. 什么叫做存在 essay 呢? 就是那个存有怎么样实现它的本质，透过它具体的存在，实现它的本质，这个就是存在。Human beings realize the essence. Rational animals, according to Aristotle, image of God, according to scripture. Human beings realize the essence in their decisions, actions, in their concrete life. 那么人呢,是怎么样实现他的本质的呢? 是透过他们所做的决定,他们所做的行动,在具体生活中所做的决定和行动,就实现了他的本质,他的人性的。这个是因为他们是有理性的动物, 根据阿里斯多德，根据圣经呢，这个因是因为上人是上帝的形象。In such contexts, we may not live up to our essence. 那从这个意义上来理解，我们可能并没有活出我们的本质。And we may be pushed off course by factors outside ourselves. 我们要实现我们的本质的时候，也有可能外在的因素使我们走歪了。 That cannot be the case with God. 神不可能是这样的。
So there is no discrepancy between God's essence and God's existence.
所以神的本质跟神的存在之间是没有隔阂的。
They are indeed the same. 两者是同一码事。
In Article 5, 第五段,
Aquinas denies that God is contained in any genus, G-E-N-U-S.
Aquinas 不承认上帝是在某一种的类型里包含在里面的。意思就是说，不是有一个类型叫做神，不，耶和华神那是最高的、最圣洁的，不是这样子的。
Article 6, 第六段。He argues that God is a substance without accidents.
上帝是一个没有事故、没有 accidents 的实体 substance.
59号注脚 accidents are anything not part of the essence.
事故 accidents 就是不属于本质的任何事物。
If man is image of God by essence,
假如人的本质是神的形象
the fact that he isn't.Two legs is an accident.
他有两条腿这个事实呢是一个accident, 是一个事故。
So in Article 7, God is altogether simple.
到了第七段Aquinas 说上帝完全是简单的。
In Article 8, he never enters into the composition of other things.
上帝从来不会进入到另外的其他事物 的组成的。
This doctrine of the simplicity of God presents a picture of him rather like the Neoplatonic one.
这样子来讲神的简单就把它讲到好像新柏拉图主义的一 one 那样子
and raises questions about biblical affirmations of his numerous attributes and especially of his Trinitarian plurality.
那么就让我们想起圣经另外有宣告上帝一些的多元性，特别是它是三位一体的。
注脚60 Footnote 60 Aquinas understands the person of the Trinity as relations within God in Summa Logica 1.27-43
在神学大全里面 1.27-1.45 呢 Aquinas 认为三位一体的三个位格是在神里面的不同的关系
Relations. I think that the relation between the plurality of the persons and the divine simplicity is difficult for him to formulate consistently.
我认为呢，对阿奎那来说，他很难说清楚神的位格不是一个是众是三，但是神又是简单的，这两者之间的关系呢，阿奎那很难的掌握到表达出来。
But in the following discussions of the divine attributes, Aquinas clearly seems to be dependent on the scriptures and the formulations of Christian orthodoxy.
但是在接下来的关于神的属性讨论呢， Aquinas 很明显的是靠圣经和正统的基督教信仰的。
Essentially, he shifts there from the way of remotion to the way of eminence.
他又在 这点上又从否定法转为去延伸法
So God is perfect
神是完全的
Good 美善的
Infinite 无限无穷的
Omnipresent
无所不在的
And so on
如此类推
Keep in mind that even in describing God's positive attributes Aquinas still intends to work in the realm of natural reason
不要忘记就算是当阿奎那在描绘神的正面的属性的时候他仍然是在自然理性这个范围里面思考的
Though one suspects that his knowledge of scripture and Christian tradition often influences his formulations
不我怀疑呢、我相信呢圣经和基督教的传统呢多多少少影响到阿奎那怎么来说出这方面的知识的。
到这里呢我们就讲完 The Nature of God 神的本性的这一段。下一段呢是 Epistemology 知识论。我们下次继续。